Chapter 46, Topology Evolution. Most companies already have some sort of existing topology, but it had to start somewhere. With startups, it usually happens when the number of engineers grows beyond 15 or so. This is when the company realizes that the empowerment the employees had in the early days is now starting to suffer under the burden of coordination. They're also finding it more and more difficult to make decisions and to get simple things done. So, they decide to form two or three cross-functional product teams in order to divide and conquer. Their decisions on how to do this establish the topology. With larger companies that didn't grow up in the product team model, the starting point is usually when they moved to Agile, where they were instructed to organize around small, durable teams. How the company decides to divide up the teams establishes the topology. Some topologies are established in response to a major change of product vision and/or the product architecture. For whatever reason, if the company makes a drastic change to strategic context of their product, then the topology may need to be revisited. Regardless of the reason for reviewing your topology, you should optimize for the empowerment of the teams by focusing on the dimensions of ownership, autonomy, and alignment. Evolving a topology. No matter how empowering your initial topology is, it will not stay that way by itself. The realities on the ground are always changing, sometimes in ways that require changes to the topology. Here are just a few examples of situations that might call for a change to topology. A product team that needs to double its engineering resources to expand into the next segment of the market. A new strategy that includes sunsetting a product currently maintained by several product teams. A new strategy to make some core capabilities from one product team available to other teams through an internal platform. A new business objective to develop an offering for an expansion market. A major refactoring of the architecture. Topology warning signs. Even if none of the above causes you to proactively revisit the topology, good leaders are always checking in with their teams and people and should be evaluating their topology through the lens of empowerment. Here are a few warning signs that can indicate your topology could use some attention. You are frequently shifting developers between teams. You must frequently step in to resolve dependency conflicts. Your developers complain of too many dependencies on other product teams in order to ship simple things. Teams have very limited scope of ownership. Developers must deal with too much complexity in too many areas. So, whether they are caused proactively or reactively, there are situations where we need to revisit the team topology. As much as possible, you should try to keep your existing product teams intact. Your entire organization has made a big investment in establishing relationships to enable good collaboration. This means that, wherever possible, it is better to give an existing team a new set of responsibilities rather than break up the product team and redistribute the people into other teams. With that said, there will still be times where the required topology changes are more significant. Just be careful about changing things too frequently. If you're consistently making major changes to the team topology more than once a year, it is a sign that something is wrong. Topology determines who people work with on a daily basis, what they are working on, and the nature of your interactions. When it changes, it can be extremely disruptive. The same sort of care is needed even if you temporarily move someone to another team to deal with an urgent priority. These moves are hard on the person moving, as they must adjust to a new team and new work. It's also hard on the team that was left behind, as they are often forced to find a way to fill the void.